All right, catching up with Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berrigah. Get a Berrigah County report. We're going to talk everything from Keweenaw Bay and your fishing league to Portage Lake, trout streams, and Huron Bay. In fact, I want to start with the trout streams because I'm hearing pretty much anywhere in the northern tier of the UP right now on the freestone streams, man, brook trout are on fire right now.
Yeah, it's been a great year. We've got so many bugs hatching right now, too. I think that's the biggest thing. The water's been conducive as far as staying fairly high, and now with it they're heating up, the water's staying cool, so they're able to find those holes, and you're able to pinpoint them pretty good.
I think that's actually the key to that whole thing. You know, I spend most of my time on moving water, so I kind of am in tune with that more so than, say, Keweenaw Bay or the Big Lake in general. I think finding cooler water is the entire key to this, and if you can find it, man, a lot of fish have moved up into these systems that were down in the warmer water, and they're kind of concentrated, so you can find players a lot easier, it sounds like.
I think so. A lot of times, I remember in August, you can find them, you know, when it gets really hot, the water gets low, they're so easy to target because they move into deeper holes where it's almost sad how easy they are to be caught. But I think we're getting to that point this summer, but they're out there, and the fish are in numbers, so that's good to see.
Well, I hope folks are practicing a little catch and release, especially with the little guys. I mean, I'm looking for a couple of fish maybe for a meal now and then, but the little guys are just, I mean, it's so easy. I almost feel bad for them.
Yeah, that's what I feel too. So,
I've been hearing some pretty good reports from some inland lakes in your neck of the woods too. It sounds like walleye have picked up now that some mayfly hatches have subsided. Have you heard anything specific in your area for Portage or Prickett or any of those lakes?
I haven't heard anything on Prickett. Portage, I heard, is still doing fairly well. I know the crappies in the panfish have moved out deeper. And the walleyes are predictably in deeper water, and they're rising up. And if a good wind, a good storm comes through, it blows them up on the point, you know, a little deeper water. But if the weather gets too steady, it pushes them out a little deeper. But they're suspended out there, probably 25, 30 feet down. So
interesting.
Not too hard to find. They're a little hard to catch.
So what would you recommend for a technique, or what would you try if you were going to go out there and chase those walleye?
I would go with crawler harnesses, just drag some spinners and see what happens. If they get active, you can jig them up pretty good with your plastics. You got to get active, though, as far as I'm concerned. They're lethargic, but they will bite. But if you're out there fishing in deep water and they're suspended, put a crawler harness on and get it down where the fish are at, and they should pick them up. That's still the best standby, the best all-around fishing there is, I think, for those walleye. So.
All right, Scott, well, I want to get back with you later this hour and move to Huron Bay, Huron Islands. I've been hearing some decent reports from, and also Keweenaw Bay and your fishing league, too. So can we get a little more time from you?
Yeah, definitely.
We'll get back on with Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berrigah and continue this Berrigah County Fishing Report right here on The Outdoor Show.